Hey, this is Pam Perry, and happy Motivational Monday, and happy Women's History Month. I'd like to say to all the ladies out there that are making history in their own lives, who are writing the pages of history so that they are making a change in the world, that keep doing what you do. Girl, it is our time. It is our time for women to really be about business, to support each other, to endorse each other, to really feel like we have each other's back. And that's really what it's about. Women's History Month, there is no woman out here that has made it by herself. And so that I want to tell all the women out here who are making a difference, who are caring about their community, to keep on keeping on. So what does it mean to be a history maker, a world changer? Well, first of all, you have to have passion. You gotta really care. You gotta really want to make a difference. And that's one of the things that I just see that so many women who are those being celebrated and saluted is that they have passion, that they care, and they want to make a difference for a better world. That they're positive, they're encouraging, they're inspiring. You want to be around them because you want to catch that electric sparks that they're throwing off, right? I could think of a ton of women. I mean, I think of people like Venus Oprah Reese, and I think about Sheryl Wood and Lisa Nichols, and I think about Deborah Owens, and I think about LaShonda Henry, and there's just so many, Karen Dumas, and there's just so many women. You start naming names and you really get in trouble, right? Dee Marshall was one in particular. And so I would like to say that those women, what makes them unique or what makes them world changers, history maker, is that they care. People like Dr. Cindy Trim, they're out there relentlessly, really, really letting their voice be heard. And they're really making a difference because they're passionate about women. They're passionate about what they want to leave as their legacy. I think about Allison Vaughn and her company Jackets for Jobs, and Dr. Geneva Williams. Dr. Geneva speaks. She has a podcast called Ignite to Impact. If you haven't heard it, you need to listen to it. I think about Lisa Nichols, who wants to motivate the masses, and Sheryl Wood, who's trying to make an impact, and Dr. Venus, her passion is really to make Black women millionaires. And then Dr. Avis, I mean, she's a leader. She's a ladies leader. And she has a way that she wants other women's voice to be heard to make a difference and concerned about the community. I think about women who are just supporting women. I think of Felicia Davis, who has the Black Women's Collective. And I mean, she is really going across the country making a difference. She is making a difference in so many different ways. I think of people who are just really concerned about health. You know, there's Kimberly Perry, who is my cousin, who is a health coach, who's teaching women how to not just live good in terms of weight, but just healthy so that they live a long, healthy life. She talks about fresh eating, quit eating all the fast food. There's just so many. And Portia Lockett, she is always there to encourage and inspire. PortiaLockett.com. She's a chaplain, but she's also a speaker, and she has so many gifts and talents. I get so excited about so many women. I think about Jimna Holmes. She is basically one of the things. Jimna started out as a model and then eventually ended up in the bug industry. She does pest control. But you know what? She goes around and she speaks to women about whatever you put your hand to. If God leads you to do it, He's going to bless it. And she one day the door opened for her to get into the pest control, and she has been doing it for 25 years very successfully and going around to speak. And one of the few women in the industry, so she definitely is a history maker. Jimna Holmes out of Nashville, Tennessee. And I always think too about other women. You know, we always talk about the Oprahs or the celebrities like the Beyonce. Yes, they're doing a really, really great job. But there's so many other women that we really probably don't really look at and really understand, like, what is it they're doing. There's Gracie Bernard. There's Christy Kennedy. I even think about some women like that typically, you know, you really don't hear about all the time. There's Brittany. Brittany Brown. Brittany Brown, she's a publicist and she does an excellent job. These millennials are getting it. Elizabeth Mays, oh my God. I mean, they are really doing it. So you can tell I'm excited. A lot of these information will be on my blog, PamPerryPR.com. So check me out over there, PamPerryPR.com.